on the line, our nutritionalist, Dr. Dom Kondo, and we're talking salt. Now, Dom, we've all been told that salt is bad for us. Is it really that bad for us?
Well, it depends on so many factors. And I think, you know, the fact that I work with athletes, we almost try and put extra salt into their diet and into their drinks because of the hydration element and the amount of sweating that they do to try and replace. So salt can actually have a really important part of keeping someone healthy, and we need it. However, here in Australia, all of our research shows that we actually consume double the amount of salt that we need a day for general health. So, you know, we only actually need up to 1,000 milligrams of sodium a day. The recommendations are no more than 2,000. We're actually doubling that 2,000 in Australia. And the issue with that is the impact that that has on heart disease. So high blood pressure is that correlation, direct link with too much salt. And it can also impact our kidneys as well and increase the risk of kidney disease. So too much, which is happening a lot in this country, is an issue. And the only time we need more is if you're exceptionally active and sweating a lot because of that activity.
So, Dom, we add salt to things that we know of, if we're cooking and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Is it a case of a lot of our extra salt comes from these processed foods that we're eating?
I reckon that's the problem.
Yeah. That's the problem. So, you know, it's funny because, you know, I come from an Italian family, which we've spoken about before, and I go home now and I'm like, oh my, this food is so salty. Like, you see that there's salt on absolutely everything. They even put salt on fruit, which is absolutely ridiculous. You know, it's funny because the salt that you put on at the table and it is actually not the main issue in Western countries. It's the salt in processed food. So the salt in food, like processed food, accounts for 75% of our sodium intake. And just so we know, salt and sodium are the same things, and we talk about that. So that's where most of it is coming from. It's actually not from what we put in our cooking and at the table. Obviously, that will help a little bit, but it's things that you wouldn't even think about that have a fair bit of salt added in them.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. So if we actually started looking at the ingredients of sodium or salt in processed food that we're eating, we'd realise there's a lot more than we think there is.
Yeah, absolutely. And things don't need to taste salty. So salt is a preservative. So like as an example, you know, if you think about cornflakes, right? So I would eat cornflakes and not think these taste as salty as, say, potato crisps.
Yep.
But they actually have the same amount of salt per 100 grams.
That's crazy.
And you wouldn't know it.
No.
Yeah.
And I think Nutrigrain has a lot of salt in it as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. And if you think about like a jam sandwich versus a Vegemite sandwich, you'd think the Vegemite sandwich has a lot more salt. And it does. It definitely contains more salt, but it's only by a small amount. And that's because the salt in a sandwich, most of that is actually coming from the bread. So our bread has a lot of salt added in it here in Australia as that preservative. And I guess that's why it actually can last a while. Unlike, you know, the fresh bread that you buy might have a little bit less. But you know, these are the things that we really need to think about. And then on top of that, obviously, you've got all of your biscuits and your cakes and all of that we sort of know are pretty salty. But it's foods you would not have any idea about. They put in a lot of salt so we can just have a longer shelf life.
So we need to be aware that it's not necessarily the salt we're putting on. It's the salt in all the processed foods that we eat. That's what we need to cut down on. Dom, we are out of time. As always, an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Hope you had a wonderful birthday, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you next week, guys.
Bye.
It is The Catch-Up here at Bay 93.9.